this is Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about why humility will always be the cornerstone to a successful and long career. I'll explain. You know, before I get started, I want to mention to Toronto that I will be there from June 18th through the 28th, and then I'll be in New York City at Shetler Studios doing a two-day intensive on the 29th and 30th, and then I'll be back in L.A. For my Monday night class. So if you're in any of those locations and you want to get involved or audit, you can get me at jeff@reallifeactor.com. You know, it's interesting how this particular podcast came to be. I heard the same story twice about a particular acting coach. Each of these actors on their own were telling me a story about how this particular coach conducted his class. He would watch a scene, and then when it was time to critique, he would stand up, and he apparently has an attendant who picks up his chair and runs it over, sets it on stage, facing toward the audience. This instructor sits down, he gives his notes. When it's over, he gets up, the attendant rushes over, brings over, sits his chair down. And I was just, you know, I don't know, man. I guess I'm just an old-fashioned, simple man. But the pomposity of that was just too much for me. And it really bothered me. You know, it bothered me. And I examined that. I thought, why does that bother me so much? What is it about that, aside from its pompous behavior? What is it that bothered me? And it kind of created this podcast, and it's a podcast about the absolute importance of remaining humble as an actor. Now, I think it's important that you do that, and not just because the world will be a better place and you won't be so nauseating to be around, but because I think ultimately, and that's what I'm going to point out in this podcast, keeping humble, keeping well-grounded, makes for a much more astute actor. I'll explain. I thought to myself about this particular teacher. I realized what it was that bothered me the most. What bothered me the most was that this educator was basically saying to his students that someday, if you're as great, possibly as great as I, you too can have someone move furniture for you, so you won't have to. Now, I know that sounds a little silly, and of course I mean it to sound a little silly, but you see what that's saying? That's saying that we should all hope to get to a place where we become more important to the degree that we would want to project that importance through action. We would want everyone to know of our greatness, of our wonderfulness. We would want to trumpet it. We would want to make sure people got it. We would want people to announce us before we walked in. And ultimately, what we want is to be treated special. You know, it's first of all, it's lovely. I think we all have. I know I have been treated special. And it is definitely a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's lovely. It's lovely to be given a certain reverence, to be given a certain respect that goes above and beyond the call of duty. It's interesting to watch. It's interesting to feel. I get that part. After all, you know, trying to achieve that particular station in life has to be incredibly seductive. I think there are a lot of people that when they hear the story of some incredible artist, some incredible athlete, actor, any person that is kind of recognized to have some particular talent or ability or specialosity, and we meet them or we have some interaction and they are so down to earth and sweet and patient and interested, and they remember your name and it's after you and you were here first, and it blows us away. Why does it blow us away? I think it blows us away Because it's so sweet. How can it be so sweet? It's just nice behavior. But you see, there's something extra sweet when the person is of note, right? You can't deny it. And so I say, why? Why is that? I think it is because we have come to accept the fact that perhaps more often than not, people who become famous or, you know, achieve some incredible achievement, they get a little hard to handle. They're not always so pleasant. They can be needy folk. They can be a little narcissistic, and so on and so forth. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's like we come to expect it. Because when that doesn't happen, when the person is kind, when the person isn't rude or incredibly accommodating or very patient, we marvel. We want to go off and write folk songs about this particular person and this particular instance. You know what I'm talking about. That's how it is, right? I mean, those are the stories. I met so-and-so. He's standing right here, right here. He's that far away. And he talked to me like, I don't know, you know? He looked right at me. It's like he really cared about my life. He gave me this really great advice or whatever the thing is. And what is it? What is that person doing? What is that person doing? That person is doing what I would hope any good human being that cares about humanity and other people would do with old school manners and just a very simple, honest way of behaving in a society that necessitates people behaving this way so that we can all get along. But when someone with talent does it, it's like, what? Now let's think about it. I reiterate, the only reason we do that is because we've become used to the fact, or more often than not, people are pulled to the dark side, right? I guarantee you that a majority of those people that behave this way, I guarantee you when they heard those lovely stories about stars helping someone out or acting completely normal or, you know, giving up their spot in line because these people just got married or whatever other cool thing, you know, just nice fella, nice lady kind of thing they did that we marvel at, we do that because most of the time we don't get it. So the reason why I want to stress this, you see, is because I want to tell you that everyone, I think, starts off with all the best laid plans of mice and men. Everyone is going to do it just right. Everyone gets it, but somehow the majority gets sucked over to the dark side. So first I want to discuss how you get sucked over to the dark side. And then I want to talk about why it is so incredibly important to never lose that simple humility of a well-mannered human being if you truly want to be a consummate actor your whole life. Okay, first things first. How do we get sucked over? Well, I got to tell you, I've had a little bit of this occur, and I can tell you it's very subtle. You get given a big part in a show and you marvel at that and you're so excited to come to work, and then you come to work. It's hard not to get anxious when certain things don't happen or when you don't get that thing you were hoping for or the billing or somehow they're not treating you well or you didn't get that invitation to that party. Why did they not invite you? Why was it only for one? Don't they think you have a partner? What's going on here? And what do you mean he got a driver and I didn't? Listen, I know that to most of you, this just sounds stupid. It is. But it does kind of become this very subtle, creeping thing that ends up infecting a lot of actors. And then we also suffer from being insecure. And particularly when we're insecure, we tend to then want to, you know, we worry about the way people perceive us, you know. Do they think that we're good enough, great enough? Do they think we're special enough? And so we get hung up on a perception of how people perceive us. And none of this has to do with being the incredible artist that you want to be. I know many of you are thinking, I wait to have these problems. I cannot wait. Oh, absolutely. You know, mazel tov. I hope it happens. But I'm telling you, this weird stuff is what'll run your boat aground in your career. This is where most people kind of wig out. They change slightly. They just talk differently when I see them. It's always about deals or thing or money or billing or just constantly about themselves. Just constantly about everything. All of it, some of it, most of it, a ton of it. And as I listen to them go on and on and on, I think to myself, you're not even aware that you're doing this. You're just going on and on and on and on and on. Like, this is the time to do that. I haven't seen you in a long time. I didn't ask you any of this. And I realize, well, this is your life now, you see. This is what consumes you. This is what's making your world go around. And if you're stopped to ask about it, you would say, man, it's my career. What am I supposed to do? You got to keep on it. You got to keep on these things. I got to keep on social media. I got to keep on this. I got to keep on my age. I got to keep on this. I got to worry about that, you know. And in the middle of that somewhere, you want to grow this really super cool artist who is just a joy to be around, to work with, for the director, and a gift to the production. It starts off early, you know. It creeps in really early. You start working and then you start telling people that, you know, I just did a film with Samuel L. Jackson. What a great guy, man. We hung out. It was great, you know. And you go on and on and on about it. And I find out that, you know, you were like kind of an extra who hung out. You didn't really have any lines. There's nothing wrong with that. At all, of course. Who wouldn't want to do that gig, especially with that guy? It sounds like a bunch of fun. But when you kind of represent it in a way that speaks to a different scenario, it usually speaks to the fact that people are too preoccupied with their perceived station in life. That's a waste of time. Besides, why not just earn it? And here's how you earn it. You do it, and then we all see it, and we go, wow. Look at that. That's the coolest way. That's the coolest way, especially if no one even saw it coming, because you don't talk about it all the time. You're just one of those people that gets stuff done, head down, going forward. And no matter what success you have, you're always cool about it. And you realize how incredibly lucky you are. You are so lucky. You are so lucky. Look, I promise you. At the time, it feels like, yeah, luck, but, you know, we make our luck, and I get all that, but you still had to walk into the exact right room with the exact right people on the exact right project, and that casting director had to have just finished the exact right latte, and we're at the exact right time of day, and it just so happens that people that look like you are in, and these lines, somehow they were written for you. And all the planets line up, and you get a job, and then you do this really cool thing. You don't screw it up, and then you start working. Don't ever think that that isn't lucky. That is always lucky. I promise you, and I'll tell you when you're positive of it, always in retrospect, never on your way up. Man, you know, when things were humming along in parts of my life, you just kind of think, yeah, well, I mean, this was the plan after all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It always feels exactly like it's supposed to be when it's happening. But then when it stops and you look around, you realize how incredibly lucky that moment in history was. That's why you want to appreciate everything. That's why you want to realize how lucky you are. That's why you want to stay humble, man. There's just nothing as sweet as an artist that is humble. Oh my God, man. It is such a, you just want to rub flowers all over them. It's just such a lovely thing. And somehow, for the reasons aforementioned, when that kind of actor who we expect to be another way and isn't, but is in fact this way, is on set, oh my God, we all just want to warm our hands on that glow coming off that person. It actually makes, I think, all of us feel like there's hope in the world. Look at that. And what is that for? That's for just being normal, really. Just be nice. I've always told my students that. I said, you know, if you become something, if you're a working actor that people know, all you have to do is be normal. And they will write folk songs for you. They will. They just don't expect it. Like you're always on time, a few minutes early, you remember people's names, you know, you're always prepared, you have your stuff together, no muss, no fuss, that's all right, I'll get it myself, oh, here, you can have one of mine. You know, the usual, you know, kind of nice person act. And they'll carve statues for you. I mean, how much easier could that be? And let me tell you something, when you're on the end that's doing it, well, you don't think that's like, you don't feel like a superhero? Of course you do. Why? Because it's so cool to be cool. It's so fun to be fun. Man, it's so nice to be nice. Why would you not want some of that? No, no. You see, the reason why you don't is because you got sucked to the dark side. And you started making things of no importance too important. And you started thinking life was about this, but it's about that. And you forgot. That's what getting sucked to the dark side is. Otherwise, it would be he walked over casually to the dark side. No, we get sucked into it. The reason why it's so important that we remain humble, no matter how far you get, you keep one foot firmly planted in just the most relaxed, simple awareness of the world around you. And everyday people, blue-collar people. Now, I know that sounds maybe like a bit of a cliche, but I'm talking about every man. You've got to know what every man is like, you see. And this is a problem with anyone that would make you think that at some point in your life, you should have people carrying furniture around for you. You're going to start to come out of touch. And then it's going to become important to you never to be confused with the people that you're trying to rise above. You are no plebeian. You'll want it clear. Now, pretty soon what happens is you're just starting to shut off certain aspects of your awareness of other people, people beneath you, people that you don't think you need to regard, people whose feelings or trials or tribulations are of no import to you because, after all, you are you, and you got bigger fish to fry. You know, this may work for a lot of different types of businesses and jobs, but boy, as an actor, I think it sucks. Because then your ability to really authentically express and really kind of be in the heartbeat of will be limited to people that fall in your color range. So if you're kind of despicable or shitty to people or you know, always thinking about yourself, whatever. Yeah, yeah, sure. And there's a lot of great parts, you know, a lot of villains and stuff. No one will notice that you've, you know, kind of become a turd in the world. We'll read about it. We'll see some of it on TMZ. But, man, why wouldn't you want to be somebody that was a delight to work with? Why wouldn't you want to be someone who just, through just who you were, brought such a sense of loveliness to the set that it would inspire everyone to do the best work of their lives, and thereby we create some of the best work we possibly can as a collective. Why would you not take a lifetime oath to be one of those people? What is it we're doing? We're good at something. Wasn't that the plan? I mean, isn't that what we thought we were going to do? We were going to get up and we were going to change the world. We're going to be great at something. And we were going to develop something new. We're going to leave our mark. We were going to be just something super special, right? That was kind of the plan. And then we do it. And when it occurs, we think, now kneel, mofos. I don't get it. Why? Why? Isn't it enough that we became super groovy? Can't people see our super grooviness? Must we also act out about it? Can't the fact that we say or do really cool stuff or teach a great class or act in a great scene or direct a great movie, can't that speak for itself? Shouldn't it speak for itself? Shouldn't that be where the greatness is in the work that we do? Must we also then what? Bear witness to our own work? I mean, it should speak for itself, and whatever it says, it said. So we have to live with that. I don't think we should go in and try and spin the story. I don't think we should be constantly trying to spin who we are. We are what we did, and people see that, and they either think it's super groovy or groovy or not so groovy. Why can't we live with that? I'm okay with those odds. I mean, I'd rather live in a reality than somehow whip up through threatening people and being just some hard-ass lunatic, some sort of bullshit respect that I get from people who would rather kowtow than confront me. I mean, what wouldn't that just be like cheating at Monopoly? And then you win, and so what? I mean, what a crappy way to win. See, I think if you can actually keep that even keel and be simply grateful, and never get all caught up in yourself and get all highfalutin and weird, I think that a proper, humble, grateful attitude will ground you in a way where the trials and tribulations of this business, the fastballs and curveballs that will come at you throughout your career, you will more readily be able to deal with because you're focused, your aim is clear and simple, and you're not getting distracted by all the glittery stuff, because there is a ton of glittery stuff. But the beauty of making your job, your number one purpose, your aim as an artist, the thing that you treat with such respect, that is the oath you took to be the best that you could be in this particular field. And so you know what right and wrong is, and you know how to approach the work, and you know what kind of commitment it takes, and you know what all that's about. And when it comes to that, boy, your word is your bond. You are on it. You do it. You get through this stuff. You do it with elegance, because you don't want anything to infect your ability to do that. I can't think of anything cooler. Thanks for listening. You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Please tell your friends. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and you'd like to audit one of my classes, send me an email at jeff@reallifeactor.com. Thanks for listening.